From the Schmoes No Network Studios in Los Angeles, California, it's time for Meet the Movie Press. And now, here's your host, the editor-in-chief of SchmoesNo.com, Mark Riley, and from The Wrap, Jeff Snyder.
Me!
That is you.
Oh my God.
I love that music.
Me too. That, you know what it means? It means it's time to meet the movie press.
We are meeting the movie press today. Hello, Schmoville. And welcome to another episode of Meet the Movie Press. I am editor-in-chief of SchmoesNo.com, Mark Riley.
Jeff Snyder here, film reporter for The Wrap.
That's right. And we are very excited. We have a great show today, Schmoville. We have a very interesting film reporter coming on, Justin Kroll from Variety.
I'm very excited to have him.
Yeah, he's your buddy, right?
One of my best friends here in Los Angeles, and I can't believe he came on.
I know. I'm really excited. I mean, when you get somebody from Variety, when you're co-hosting with somebody from The Wrap, I mean, we got some legitimacy here, and I like it.
Yeah, we got Devin, who's like one of the kings of the fanboys last week, and now we got one of the princes of the trade press.
I like that. That's a good description. And guys, out there in Schmoville, thank you so much for subscribing on iTunes and subscribing on the Schmoes No podcast network on YouTube. You guys are just killing it. We keep climbing the charts.
I love the comments. Keep rating it.
Yeah, keep rating it. Share with your friends. I'm still getting my mother on board with the iTunes. She's trying to listen to it, you know, but...
Mine have no idea.
Yeah.
They make me just repeat the entire show on the phone.
Yeah, she... mine too. My mom's like, so what'd you talk about? Well, we talked about Batman Superman. What's that? That's a movie, Mom. So, but thank you, guys. I mean, I can't thank you enough. It's really humbling to be so high up on the network.
I have a bad day at the office. I know I can go home and go to iTunes and look at all my 5-star ratings.
Yes.
Make me feel like a champ.
Yes, absolutely. And so, yeah, guys, every week on Meet the Movie Press, as you know, we're breaking down scoops and the hot stories out there. And Jeff, I just got to commend you on the Minority Report scoop.
Thank you. Yes, every now and then I dip my toe into the TV waters, and
I love it because I then cover it on our site, and I'm excited personally for a Minority Report. That's one of my favorite Spielberg movies.
Me too. I love Minority Report. I think that the premise definitely lends itself to a show. It already kind of does, but I don't watch Person of Interest.
Yeah. I know that there was the comparison there. I like it more for the sci-fi element of it, and it's a Spielberg TV show. Amblin's doing it, correct?
Can we bring back Samantha Morton as one of the precogs?
I would love that. What is she doing? I mean, that'd be great.
Huh?
Yeah? No.
Oh. Wait, it wasn't Samantha Morton. It was Samantha Mathis. I always confuse them. It's Samantha Mathis. No.
I just
Morton? Fuck.
I just went with it.
I never do this.
You know, it's television.
JT, edit that out.
Yeah. But how did it, just real quick, how did you get wind of this? I mean, this is a big scoop.
Just one of my better sources who had heard stuff. I it was really tough getting confirmation out of anybody.
I'm sure.
DreamWorks didn't deny it. I'll put it that way.
Okay.
But yeah, I couldn't really get in touch with his representatives. So again, it's just one of those circumstances where you trust your source.
Yeah.
And eventually later in the day, the writer, Max Borenstein, who did Godzilla, was accepting congratulations. And you don't accept congratulations for jobs you haven't gotten.
That is true. You would dodge those. You would ignore Twitter, in my opinion. So
it was definitely a good one. But you know, let's also talk about the Schmoes. And you guys had a really interesting piece with Scoot McNairy.
Yes, that's right. Thank you, Jeff. One of my boys, Alex Welsh, he's my managing editor on the site, and he just killed it with this interview with Scoot McNairy. You guys can go to schmoesno.com right now and check it out. He talks a little bit about Batman v Superman, and speaking of Godzilla, Gareth Edwards, how Scoot worked with Gareth on Monsters, and now that he's doing Star Wars, you know, Scoot's interested. So it's a really fun interview, so check it out, guys. But let's just get right to it.
Yeah, let's do it. Okay.
So, Jeff,
I was up late last night.
Yes.
I wrote a little intro for my pal Justin. You know,
I love it.
Go head-to-head with this guy every day. He definitely keeps me on my toes and makes it interesting.
I love watching you guys on Twitter.
And he's one of my best friends here in L.A. So, again, Schmoville, we have a very special guest in the studio. He goes by many names.
Yes.
He's on loan to us from Jerry Ferrara's podcast. We have the Sultan of Scoop, the Prince of the Paper, the best-selling author of Fantastic Scoops and Where to Find Them, my former Murtaugh, the Don Juan of Detroit, Justin Kroll.
Oh, yeah. That was quite an intro.
Well, I was definitely Riggs, I think.
Yeah. I like.
I'm the loose cannon.
I like the Murtaugh reference, the Riggs.
Although I'm the one who's probably too old for this shit. Justin, welcome.
Yeah, yeah, just
yourself. That's funny.
Can you hear it?
Oh yeah.
And for those of you at home, yes, that is Eminem welcoming you in, Justin. How you doing, man? Good to meet you and having you on the show. This is great.
How do you guys get up this early? This is ridiculous.
It's very, very early.
I was checking my schedule yesterday, and I was like, yes, I got a breakfast at 9:30 for once, because these agents always want to do breakfast at like 7:30 in the morning.
Right.
And then I looked at it, I was like, oh, I gotta do this show before I go to the breakfast.
Yeah, yeah, see, it's like I come in so late during the week. I get in so early on Fridays that it makes up for it.
Yeah, yeah. And no. You ask, it's coffee for breakfast. And coffee during the show, and more coffee afterwards.
You have to wake up this early just to get to the valley, you know, in a reasonable amount
of
time.
Took me. I live right off the 405 on like Brentwood, and I was amazed how quickly I got here. So I was like, oh, I'm gonna look for a Starbucks, and I forgot they banned them in the valley. Because I couldn't find them anywhere.
It's Encino. There's some shady happenings over here in Encino,
but no, there was like plenty of liquor stores that were open this early. So
well, yeah, of course. You know, what else are you gonna do in Encino? So, yeah, Jeff, come on. Justin.
Okay, well, yeah, where do we begin?
Well, so we're going to begin here. You guys have a rapport that is just awesome, and it's a privilege for me to be here with two leading reporters in the trade industry. I am a humble blogger, I guess you could say, at schmozno.com. But, Jeff, take it away.
Yeah, yeah. Justin and I worked together for a couple of years at Variety, maybe more than a couple, but yeah. Our time was cut short together.
We had a break.
Justin, how long have you been working over at Variety?
It was 6.5 years. I started 6 years in February, so it's about 6.5 now.
Wow.
About four this November doing the reporting.
Actual reporting,
game.
Yeah.
I started as an intern, just like Jeff.
Yep.
Okay.
Great intern program for aspiring journalists.
Absolutely.
And reporters.
They're Absolutely. Very good yep. at taking care. Like the trade business, it's hard to. It's a acquired taste, I would say.
Sure.
So yeah, you kind of have to learn. It's not like you don't learn it in journalism school. You have to kind of learn it through, you know, going into it.
Pound the pavement
exactly.
as an intern.
So about, I would say, almost a year into it, that we had the recession and the awful layoffs that
yeah.
Jeff was involved
right.
with.
Yep, we know that feeling.
But part of the silver lining was I got a lot of the, like, just stuff they couldn't hire people for anymore. They hired me as a temp for about a couple months before hiring me as an editorial assistant, and I did a variety of stuff there, no pun intended.
Yeah. hey, wait, I get that. That's
like,
cool.
like the players column and stuff like that,
exactly.
right?
Exactly. Players columns led me to meeting a lot of like up and coming managers and agents who are now pretty high profile managers and agents, and they introduced me to people and so on. And it got to a point where I used that to start breaking stuff, like, you know, that we were getting just, you know, the deadline was beating us up pretty good. Fleming had left for deadline. Mike Fleming okay. was there for years.
Right.
And then Mike was just rolling us, so I started, you know, breaking news here and there. Nothing huge. I think my first scoop ever was like the Project X cast, which I thought
oh,
was the
yeah.
coolest thing.
I remember
Project X.
But
wow.
That
goes back.
Yeah, that and then the big one was Gravity. I got Sandra Bullock. Like it was a weird day. Like I had heard through my one great source at the time that Natalie Portman had fallen out, so I actually got beaten on the Natalie Portman leaving, but like Warners was so mad that came out, they like helped me in getting the Sandra Bullock stuff like an hour later. So,
well, that sounds interesting because I remember Angelina Jolie, wasn't she attached
to
that at one point?
But
that,
yeah,
is this like after the fact?
Yeah, that was like when Angelina, she couldn't go out. Blake Lively was someone that Jeff Romanoff
remember that.
Wanted. Like,
wow.
I still this day, I'm like, how is she ever? Was she ever in the mix?
That's interesting.
But then Natalie was one they really liked. Like she, but I, she ended up getting pregnant. That's what it was, I think.
Millipede.
Yeah. Right. and Sandra came in, and it's funny. I did the Oscar reactions this year
mm-hmm.
and ended up talking to Sandra real early in the morning, so she had a little extra time to talk, and I mentioned my first great big scoop was that, and she, you know, it was really cool to talk with her and talk about how, you know, how many actors can put their hands on a piece of material mm-hmm. that just matters the final product. And she's 100% right, because if you look down the road of all the people that have want, like Nicolas Cage and The Wrestler, I still to this day think,
oh, wow, wow.
Or, you know, and the people who were supposed to be in The Fighter, I thought, well, you know, down that didn't come together. It's just you know, it's interesting to look at what I follow and how stuff falls apart, but in the end, sometimes it's almost for the best that it does.
Yeah, and that's, you know, we talk about that a lot, actually, on this show. It's like, when you report stuff, you know, it can fall apart, and it's not necessarily, oh, you're wrong.
Right.
It's, you know,
you're right in that moment.
You're right in that moment because, you know, as we say on the show, you know, we have our ear to the ground, you guys especially, and you hear a lot of this stuff. So, So Justin, when you were saying that you were breaking scoops and kind of in reaction to Fleming going to Deadline, like, was that on your own accord, or do you have a boss, somebody ahead of you that is saying, hey, why don't you look at this, giving you leads?
I call it the midnight shift. I was like the last person. I shut down the paper pretty much, but like, I was getting in like an extra hour or two early just to kind of beat the pavement a little bit, and no one was really saying anything. So I was like, you know, screw it, I'm just gonna go with it. And, you know, we had a budget back in the day. This was when we had a print daily.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And I would
print,
just...
what's that?
I remember those budgets. They were like getting the Torah.
I had a boss, but she was like in the design... She was like in our paper, like Paula Taylor or something like that was like technically my boss. But like if I had scoops, I would just email... Cynthia Littleton was the person I would email, and she'd help push it through because she'd like speak up for me at the meeting, obviously, and show the relevance of how big a deal this was. That after I got promoted, it was Josh Dickey, who's now with Mashable.
Okay.
Was, you know, he was a great, he kind of, you know, I really cut my teeth under him, and it really helped me make it on my, like, back in the day, me and Jeff Cote wrote a lot of stuff, and it was, you know, very team effort, you know, and it is still now. I work with Dave McNary and a lot of other great reporters over at Variety.
Mark Grazer,
mm-hmm. And I'd say, you know, it's, but I'm still, I'm much more comfortable kind of like overseeing it and really tracking not just one or two studios, but every major studio project. And it's, you know, it comes naturally now.
That's great.
I personally was always impressed with your ability to penetrate the agency world, which can be tough.
Yeah.
I feel like Justin's very well sourced in the agency world.
Okay. So you get a relationship with these agents. Now, when you say it's tough, are these agents like, no, we don't want to talk to the trades?
No. I mean, the way it always worked is like, I have this persona in the industry as the frat boy. I can see that.
Solo cup.
Yeah. I can see that.
The ironic part is one of my close friends who works in the biz, she hates that persona. She'll go into like meetings and hear like, oh, that he's kind of easy fratty, and she hates it because she knows I never was in a frat. I didn't want to pay the dues. I got hazed in high school. I didn't want to do it all over again. So I made friends with, but like, I think I'm more bro-y, and that's that personality is a lot of reps and like the up and coming guys have those personalities.
And you're a good looking single guy, so you can, you know, go to the bars with them, watch the game on the weekend or whatever.
Yeah, I'm from there's about three or four or five guys that they're friends now. They're buddies that I go that I hang out with after work or on the weekends. But yeah, it was like I don't talk, like it's very easy to talk to them. Like we'll go into like talk about our sports teams or like, you know, I have a good memory, so I'll like, you know, bring up how's your kids doing, or oh, you're about to have a baby. Like when
it's,
they,
it's not always about
when they
the
don't
work.
See you as like, that's the. In fact, you should not make it that. Sometimes you should try to like, you know, be very personable, because then like they open their guard isn't as down. And then nowadays when I call, they know what I'm calling about. You know, they know what I'm. You know, it's real check in. It's almost trained these people to call me when I need it now.
That's great.
It comes naturally. So
I almost take it for granted. Like, you know, we're training some young reporters over at The Wrap, mm-hmm. and I've had to ask them to get some confirmations, and they can't always get them. And it's like I take it for granted.
The relationships.
Know, exactly, the relationships.
Yeah, and so in these relationships, do they blossom as you start to break stuff that is relevant and true? And are you getting promoted at work as you pound this payment?
I mean, there's no... I don't know where I would... like. There's no more level. Like, it's like I think the responsibility, like, and with my job, there's so much to cover. Like my bosses just expect me to, like, the Fantastic Beast thing, I didn't tell anybody I was tracking that. I just kind of had, I literally I was writing it, I was like fixing a headline or something like that, and our mutual friend Stuart goes, hey, are you gonna be done with that soon? And I was like, how'd you know? I was like, oh, because I was looking at the thing. And he was
in the system, right?
He was sniffing around. I'm like, just pump your brakes, bro.
Well, we got to talk about that then, because that's a big scoop this week.
That captured the flag, so
that,
to speak.
Yes, it did. Because I know my managing editor, who's a huge Harry Potter fan, just he's like, did you see the breaking news? And I was like, no, what happened? And he's like, I'm already writing it up. He was so excited. And I mean, I'm sorry, we heard what Alfonso Cuarón was going to maybe come back. At least that was on my end, some story that I covered. Then I heard some different names, but David Yates coming back to the Harry Potter world in Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. That's a huge one.
Yeah.
So what's the process for that for you? Like, how do you get wind of that information?
It was, I mean,
yeah, I know you have sources. So
no, I mean, I'll do it the best I can.
Yeah, like, yeah, I'm not gonna talk around it.
Yeah, I can. I'm not gonna give anybody's name up, but that was like these projects. When the script's done, they become like they start talking to people and whatnot. But this was something that they, from the start, it seemed like Warner's wanted to go back to someone that was comfortable with the world. So yeah. Alfonso and David were just, there wasn't anybody else, by the way. It was just those two. Alfonso, okay. They approached David. They approached, but it was kind of a slow process. Alfonso was figuring out what he wanted to do.
Yeah.
To be honest, I'm glad he. Yeah, it would have been nice, but I want him original material from now on.
Absolutely.
So he, you know, kind of came and went. I mean, they had like 8 things out to him, like Overlook Hotel, Doctor Sleep. There's, I mean, he still hasn't, you know.
They want to be back in business with him after Gravity made a ton of money.
They $700 million on a non-branded material. Obviously, you want that. But he passed. And then David was dealing with Tarzan. So
yeah, he's doing Tarzan.
It was a slow process. The film comes out in 2016. So they weren't like, it was a high priority, obviously, but they weren't like, they wanted to take their time. And obviously, if there was any interest from David, they were gonna listen, and so I in May I heard they were buzzing about it. No one could. This film was like DC Comics, Star Wars. You weren't gonna get a confirmation.
Right.
It was. I mean, my sources. You know, everybody in town couldn't find anything out about it. It was very like key, but like slowly you started hearing stuff, and then like, you know, end of last week, a couple of my sources were like, I heard Yates is doing this. I don't know, like, I don't know if there's a deal. That's the thing. A lot of people are like, I don't know if there's a deal. I'm hearing him, but it sounds more clarity.
Yeah.
So, you know, the best part, here's the silver lining of when they don't confirm, you just work your sources and you don't wait for that confirmation, and there's not as much brushback. You're not going to get people hooting and hollering.
Yeah.
So I pre-wrote a story, I broke the David Gordon Green, Sandra Bullock, Our Brightest Crisis.
I saw that too.
And I actually, they were very helpful with that.
Warner Brothers.
So I was like, I'm going to give them 2 hours and not throw this at them right away. So it came. I had someone prepped. I was like, let's get the story ready to go. And then I shot an email. I'm like, listen, I've sourced this out. I think, you know, I didn't say there was a deal. I kept it open a little bit, but I was like, I think both sides have agreed they want to do something. And the thing they're figuring out is that after he's shooting Tarzan still.
Yeah, right.
So as soon as there was like no real brushback, it was like a no comment.
Right. That's part of it. It's like if they're not going to deny, then
you guys can
read
run.
Between the lines. Yeah.
So I went. I was a little nervous, but like 5 minutes later, one of our competitors. Right. And
he had a full story, so he must have been on it.
This is good.
Yeah, tell me, because that was originally sourced was Boris Kitt, you mentioned, and I find that interesting, and I know it's your exclusive, so yeah.
I saw it on Variety first.
So, you know, everybody, like, Deadline had credited us on the rat. I emailed, someone in my office said, why don't you email, reach out to Boris and see if he'll do it. I reach out, because we'll, you know, when this guy's going off on Twitter, we'll like laugh about it over emails or something like that. So I emailed Boris. I was like, is today the day that Mr. Kitt gives me credit with a smiley face?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And he's like, nope. I had it too. You just beat me to the trigger.
Okay.
And I go, oh, so I can, so we can say I fucked your day up pretty much. Is that my stuff? And I was like, yep, you pretty much did. Yeah. They didn't even blast it. Like, that's how mad I could tell he was. I could just see him ripping out his little Brillo hair.
So that's interesting. So he throws it out there as his exclusive, or?
No, he knew. He was, I mean, he's not gonna, he just didn't credit.
Yeah, he didn't credit. Which is a big thing in
this
business.
But I agree with Boris in this instance. If you're on it, why do you have to credit? You were on it.
I agree. I tend to agree with that.
Sure. I didn't. I'll be, you know, I'm pretty honest with the reporting. I wasn't on it yesterday, and so I credited. If I had been on it and been trying it and just lost it, I wouldn't credit Variety.
I don't care about the credit.
So, Justin, you mentioned something interesting. So you got wind of this in May?
Oh, yeah.
So you've been holding it this long?
No, I've been tracking it. I mean,
tracking it.
Like,
okay.
Yates hasn't committed. I don't like just, like, throwing, like, I don't go on Twitter that much to, like, berate anybody. I kind of did yesterday.
Who would do that?
I kind of did that yesterday. It wasn't okay. Even berate. It was, like, a lecture. It was, like, 101. Like,
that was fine.
I explained that there's, like, half a dozen individuals who get so many offers, like, yeah. That when you write something, like Brad Pitt, Jennifer Lawrence and Sandra Bullock, like when they have four offers at a time and they have not said it's literally sitting on their desk and they haven't even read the script. I think that's you've put it out there for sure.
Yeah.
But me, a person committing to it and say, I want to do this, let's make this happen, is advancing it in the second exclusive.
Oh yeah.
And I explained like someone,
I forget who it was.
It wasn't a hard time. You just said the told you. If you didn't say told you, I probably wouldn't have said anything.
I just like saying told you. It's a fun word.
Okay, let's move on from that.
But, we can't talk about that.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah, sorry.
He said it, so I had to explain. Well, this is how this goes. And
when you say explain, I'm sorry to interrupt. You're explaining to Boris, or
no, this is to
Jeff. We're talking about a different scoop.
Okay, that's interesting. But I just like the due diligence of this scoop. You know, it's not some willy-nilly thing.
I mean,
you're tracking it for months.
That's what I was going to ask, Justin. Is, you know, maybe in this case you're tracking it, not holding it, but you obviously hold a ton of stories. How hard is that for you?
Easier now. I just don't care as much if I lose something just because there's so many other fish in the sea. I see mm-hmm. it. Like, back in the day, I used to get really... Here's my thing. I get mad now if people just don't know how to do their job. Like, if it's like a sixth grader could do what you do, like answer an email or something like that, mm-hmm. that's when I'm like, okay, this is when I start raising my voice and getting angry. If I lose something because someone went early, like, you know... Just, you know, someone worked harder at it. I'll post. I'll move on from there, and then that's it.
Yeah.
But for the most part, you have wins and losses. Like, again, when I was chatting with Boris yesterday, he's like, yeah, you've been quiet for a while, but this is sure quite a way to come back. And I was like, yeah, we all have droughts. Like, yeah. I had a pretty good July, I thought. I had a lot of stuff. I had probably three things every week that were substantial.
Yeah.
The last 2 weeks, I get pissed. I was, like, grumpy at work. Like, I was counting in 8 days.
Sure, you have to get your mojo back.
Yeah. And it was bothering me. It was bothering me because it's slow. I hate August. But it was also bugging me because it was out there. No one's around. Like, people are on vacation. People are at work, but they feel like they're on vacation. So it was frustrating. But yeah, everybody has our droughts, and you just have to be due diligent and keep making calls. That's the way it works. But yeah, this wasn't even the longest thing I was tracking. Like, Travis McGee, I was tracking that back in February when McConaughey had the offer. Like, that's how long you have to wait. Like, and then when he passed, I was, waiting more.
Stanford Prison Experiment this week with Billy Crudup and Ezra Miller, year and a half.
Year and a
really?
Half?
Year and a half.
So if I had gone with that last Friday, you would have been really angry.
I would have been so pissed.
Someone slipped me that, and I just didn't even bother going, like, doing it.
So if the tables were reversed for Fantastic Beasts and Boris got it out there first, you wouldn't have been pissed at all. I mean, that's
maybe, because
saying.
I had... Because
you've been tracking it for
you
a
mean,
while.
Like, if he had posted at 11:27 and I went 11:32, I would have been infuriated. Because I would have, like, why don't we post sooner? Like, I would have been, like, mad at myself, like, because okay. I had given Warner's the time because of, like, the fairness.
And you have to go through editors. You have to file a story and get it mm-hmm. checked out. And then someone else puts, like, the photo and images or the photo and headlines on, or what?
That's a
I put my headline. The only thing I don't do is the photo, because we have a lot of photo people.
Sure.
I have a person that reads it through, make sure, you know, I didn't leave a word out or misspell. It's good. I like a second pair of eyes.
That's great. Yeah.
A lot of my pre-written stuff is edited just so all we have to do is
press. Do you submit with a headline?
I submit a headline too.
Okay.
That's just lazy to not. I do all as much as I can. It really is. Like,
if there's one thing Justin Krill has, it's a good work ethic.
So that doesn't happen sometimes. Is that you guys in your business? You're submitting it to editors, right? To get
I
a second
like,
pair of eyes.
I feel sometimes.
Sometimes
I feel like I have a bit of an advantage in that sense, because I tend to post directly on my own. So that may hold his process up a minute or two or
minute
whatever.
Or two,
yeah,
I mean.
And they're quick. The web staff.
If I If I put a fire drill sign up or I say post this shit right now or something like that, yeah, it's up pretty damn quickly.
I used to love yelling drill at
Variety. He would snap. I got something. All right,
So paint the picture for me, guys, because I'm like picturing like all the president's men, but for the movie press. And are you in like cubicles and you see your buddies all over the place and you're like, I got a hot scoop. You know, get it, fire drill. You know, are you doing that?
No,
do you have your
I'm
own
pretty
office,
calm. Or? Yeah. I mean, no, it's just a cube. I don't even know what to call it. It's just the desk.
Office space cubicle.
Yeah, I got a nice view.
Yeah,
but
that's great, Justin. Can you come in on Sunday?
You have a divider though, right?
I don't. Yeah, I have a divider.
Yeah, we don't even have dividers.
Really?
We just have long tables.
So you don't sit in your kitchen like I do?
All right, no, I was going to actually ask you about that, Justin. I mean, do you think that you could ever work from home, or do you like being in the newsroom
buzz? I have a roommate that works from home, and there's been a couple of days where I'm just home. I've been home, like, the day off. Like, I have something going on that night. So, and he's there. He's miserable. It's just, like, to not have somebody to talk to.
Yeah.
It's not like your friends are working. It's not like you can call them up.
Right.
Am I going to call my dad and grandparents up and be like, hey, guys? Like, no. Like, I have the computer on so I can like check on ESPN if I need to.
Sure.
Read Barstool Sports if I get really bored.
You could do all this at work too.
I could do plenty, Twitter. But like it's just I enjoy being able to I'd be distracted. I'd probably, if I ran an errand and lost the story, I'd be pissed at myself. So
yeah,
it's just good to have people. I mean, I get like it's slow when there's people around and there's nothing going on. So yeah. Nothing going on and.
Right.
I like
the buzz of a newsroom. I like going into work.
It's not even a buzz. It's just people being. I like having conversation. Like at this week, Boardwalk Empire screeners and Sons of Anarchy screeners came in. I love going up to our TV critic or whoever and talking about the TV show.
I used to love that. I mean, that's one of the things I miss most at Variety is talking to the critics.
Oh, yeah.
And
getting their
stuff.
Perspective. It's fantastic.
This is fun. That's not because I feel the same way. You know, when I'm working at home, I go crazy. So, but I see the light in your eyes, Jeff.
Listen, I don't have a wife and kids either. So if I was like taking care of other responsibilities,
sure.
I get like the how Fleming does it and Nelly and all those people. But like I like being. At an office.
Justin's a snazzy dresser too, so he likes putting pants
on. I'm dressed
on.
Down today, actually. I got dark jeans.
But
on.
I don't see Justin as the type who just hangs out in his underwear all day.
Yeah,
I might.
No,
I do.
I'm dressed to impress.
So now I got off to a rocky start with Schmoville. Tell me your experience with them. You know, have they frustrated you with some scoops?
No,
or
that was
how
funny.
Did we get you here today?
Well, yeah. that's a funny story. I forget what it was. It was like I didn't give the
Magnificent
credit.
Seven. I know the credit thing.
Well, no, it's just
it's something we talked about. I know probably Christian Harloff, head schmo, is very good at being a pit bull and fighting for credit, but then also extending an olive branch and saying, "Hey, I get it. Want to come on the show?"
I think I gave credit eventually. Like
you did.
I give credit on stuff. I have no problem doing that. I forget sometimes. I got in trouble once because. I lost the scoop. New Line getting Inherent Vice. I had that for months, and I was in the cigarettes and Red Vines. I was like,
"Oh yeah, the PTA."
Come on, man! And I had to post real quick, and I was literally going in to update the story, and some douche starts calling me out, and I literally was like, "Yo, asshole! I just updated it," and they're like, "You can't swear at someone on Twitter," which I don't. I'm like, "Okay."
Wait, so somebody was giving you?
He was just
grief.
Like busting my balls. I never
who was
get a lash out.
I mean, you don't have to say
the
name,
guy,
but it was
whoever
was it a
runs,
blogger. Or?
Yeah, it's the guy who runs the Red Wines, and then he like backed off as soon as he realized. I was like, "Oh," he's like, "Sorry." I was like, I was like, I hate getting in fights on Twitter because I don't see someone, so I just avoid it as much as possible. But that's the one case, and then I stopped doing it after that.
I think that's the ugly side of this business. I know a lot of scoopers will go out there and fight and get into some kind of Twitter thing. And I'm always just like, just let the article speak for itself or, you know, the credit, fine, whatever. You know, and I appreciated you coming back around and crediting Schmoes.
Well, the funny thing was is then Kristen, I go out to lunch or whatever it was something. And he's like, "Yeah, I heard on the street you hate us." I'm like, "Bro, I don't hate you. Like, I don't hate anyone. Like I don't get that. Like, I just don't care. Like, there's like these, you know, I feel like there's like a kind of a cliquey club in the blogosphere.
There is, yes.
That like, you know, they and I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I just don't. It's like the frat thing. I don't care if I'm not in it. Like, I don't care if you get mad at me. I don't care if, you know, if It's just me. I have enough friends. I just, you know, it's a work thing. I respect you. I you guys are all doing great work, but like, I don't like hate's a strong word. Like, you know, it's not like you slept with my girlfriend, buddy. Like, you know, you just like, we had a conversation on Twitter. Like, you beat me at a couple of scoops.
By the way, I'm sorry about that, Justin.
Yeah.
Oh, guys, is this couples counseling?
Yeah. No, there's no, Jeff knows that my relationships don't last very long in terms of females.
Well, it's interesting when you bring up, you know, Boris Kitt over at the Hollywood Reporter. You know, I look at, you know, the big four. It's Variety, The Wrap, Deadline, and Hollywood Reporter. And even if you go to Boris Kitt and say, hey, is this the day that Kitt's going to give me some credit? And he goes, nope. That's the same thing.
I can't speak for them, but I think that's a policy thing almost.
What I think too.
That's what I want to know.
I don't see that.
I've never worked there. I don't even ask about it. Like,
not even Hollywood Reporter policy. Like, with these blogs, like Schmoes Know, if they drop a scoop or we drop a scoop and you're working on it, and do you even know we're out there? I mean, I know you
that's
know
the
of
thing
us.
Too.
You're not seeing or following that, so you're dropping your own because you've been doing something completely different than what we're doing.
That's it's funny you said that. It's been slow for the last 8 days, and I just covered that the Quentin, like, he's doing the Hateful Eight like teaser trailer.
Oh yeah, and we want to talk about
we
that.
We are
going to
get into that big scoop that somebody else dropped. Yeah.
But no, please continue. Sorry.
But so I wrote it. I got it confirmed. I didn't even know it was someone scooped. Like, it doesn't seem like a scoop. So I wrote it. It's slow. I put it up, and like the next day, like someone's like, oh, what do you know? Jay Kroll Var didn't give us credit for the. I was like, credit for what? The Hateful Eight thing. I'm like, that was a scoop. I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm not gonna give it credit now because I didn't see it anywhere else. But like, I didn't even realize that was a scoop. Like,
it's a huge world out there. You know, everybody has a blog and a Twitter handle. And if somebody hears something and drops it, you know, and then they're looking to the big four to credit them, it must be tough for you guys.
It's certainly a badge of honor. I think.
When we've been mentioned in Variety, Wrap, I don't know if Deadline ever has, or Hollywood Reporter actually never has, but it feels good on my end. But for you guys, so you credited Justin for Fantastic Beasts, is that correct?
Absolutely.
So that is a pat on the back, like, hey, we're colleagues.
It's an acknowledgement that Justin was on this and that I'm only writing this story because he did.
I've made it clear that I just don't care. Like, the only ones I care about, if I don't care if my dad or close friends are noticing my stuff, it's my I know that he knows I broke it.
But you want the industry to know it too.
I suppose, but they know it. Like the guys I care about and talk to are reading Variety, Deadline, or the Hollywood
Reporter.
They're
not necessarily reading the blogs.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I understand that. That's the business.
Right, we're writing for a different audience.
Absolutely.
But, you know, in terms of, I'd love to talk about that sort of, you know, blogs versus trades or whatever. So yesterday, our friend, was it Sferossi or was it Matt Goldberg at Collider? I think it was Matt Goldberg.
I'm going to go there right now.
But Collider, nonetheless, reported that Jennifer Lawrence was in talks for The Hateful Eight, most likely, though they didn't name the character, most likely for Daisy Domergue, since she's basically the only, big female role in that movie.
Yeah, it was Matt Goldberg, by the way.
Okay.
So that's an interesting scoop because I saw that as I was leaving for the main show last night, and we talked about it on the news, and I thought it was interesting because then I did some homework later that night, and I looked specifically at the big four, and you guys haven't covered it yet, and that's...
Right.
I want to hear why in that process.
It was interesting. Well, I'll let you start, Justin, because I have a lot to say about it, but go ahead.
First off, I want to ask, is this BS? Is this random? Is it debunked in your eyes?
I'm not trying to... Like, I like Collider. They're very good at crediting.
Collider is
awesome. They do a fantastic job over there.
That's what was difficult, is Collider's a credible source.
Absolutely.
And they got Inhumans, I think, a week or two. Like, the Marvel... Yeah. They got something recently.
Collider is a blog I would listen to.
Absolutely. I would, too. And I do, actually.
Yes.
It's... So, the people... It's... Okay. I just don't want to put anybody on blast. I know her reps are it's not just the publicist, but like the people that work with her as well are very credible, have never beat me. If anything, they're not gonna blatantly lie to me. They would be like, it's early, it's premature,
there's
it's
a
just
possibility.
An offer.
Hang tight.
There's this, there's that. At the least they'd say there's an offer, but she hasn't read it yet.
Okay.
It was a flat out.
It was a hard no.
It was not just a hard no, this is a ridiculous, like, this is like And the reason, and I probably wouldn't have said anything, but then Jeff sounds like, you know what, I'm not going to write something. I felt if I wrote a story, like we did those stories with Star Wars when like Gosling and Efron were in the mix, that I had right. to like, there's no, like reps say this is not true.
Yeah.
I felt if I had written a story and said, reps say that this is completely false, it would almost make Collider, it's like a slap in the face to Collider. So I just thought, okay, to the readership, I should at least explain what I've heard. Mm-hmm. And I said, this is what they said. I added in there the Live By Night stuff that she had just passed on that, which is another great property she would obviously like to work on, but like can't because
that's a good tidbit.
It's her schedule. Like she has Joy, like with David O. Russell, that she's going to be doing the Hunger Games stuff. X-Men, people forget that she's got to shoot that, and that's going to be 3 or 4 months. Someone's like, oh, she'll do a day or like. Bro, it's not like, did you read the script when it came out? It's a significant role.
This
like,
is a big part. This is a big. This
someone
is,
said a
this
day.
This is Tarantino.
Or, someone said a day or 2 days. They're like, well, Taron can do it. I'm like,
this is what gave me pause because I mean,
would make sense.
I was almost going to pick it up as a report. Like we were, you know, minutes away before we got the hard no. And I mean, we don't need to. I mean, I got an on the record response. It was from Jennifer's. Publicist, and she said Jennifer's reps have confirmed she is not doing this project. That is pretty definitive. And, you know,
it wasn't
again,
a no comment. This
right,
is
no.
A,
okay. But I didn't think it was a story necessarily because it's not like one of the trades had said that she was in talks. I mean, it was an internet rumor, which is how that they referred to it. You know, again, I think Collider's great.
Yeah.
So, once you get that no, I mean, I tweeted it out.
Decision.
Yeah, I tweeted it out. Yes, you want to share it with your audience, but I don't think it's necessarily for the rap.com.
And I dropped some names, too. Like I said, Evan Rachel Wood, Gina Davis, and Hilary Swank were names that were that he was possibly interested. I don't know if they're meeting. That might be hogwash. I mean, the Gina Davis kind of makes sense.
Which is a fascinating shortlist, though, because they're so... I mean, Gina Davis and Rachel
range.
Wood.
That's completely different.
Wide
kind
range.
Of,
which is why the Jennifer Lawrence thing kind of makes sense a little bit.
It does, but then that's interesting. Just speaking of Tarantino, he's just probably has different ideas for different actresses.
I mean, you could rewrite that part in a way or do something different.
Gina
like,
Davis would be great.
Awesome.
She needs...
Awesome. Like, think about
I'd
that.
I'd love her to have something
like that.
Like,
that cast would just...
Have you guys read the script?
I did because I thought I actually thought he was gonna keep to his word and not do it, and he ended up coming back. I'm excited. I hate that I read it.
I mean, it's Tarantino. I'm excited too. I did not think it was his best script.
Okay,
but
it's,
I know
it's
he,
smaller. It's
we also
smaller.
Read an early draft, so
that's right,
and that's why I think he was frustrated because you're gonna get people like me being like, it wasn't his best work. Well, asshole, it wasn't done.
Yeah, exactly. And then he had the reading, and
I mean, make no mistake. He's my favorite.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I would line up to see him do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the list I just dropped is so early that like it could be just like someone who's putting their name out there and trying.
I'm surprised I didn't see more stories about your tweet. Actually,
I was shocked
more
too.
People didn't pick it up.
So you guys then tweeted out instead of doing
a
report. Yeah. Instead of doing a report off of the Collider story, you tweet out. This is what we're hearing.
I do that once in a blue moon, by the way.
Right. He doesn't do it as often. I do it a little bit more. To me, it's one of those little Twitter exclusives. It's a morsel
the live
for
by
the audience.
Stuff
that,
you did was great.
Oh, it was great. So, Kroll starts throwing out these names for Hateful Eight, and I totally misread the tweet, and I think he's still talking about Live By Night. So I start throwing out the names I've heard for Live By Night. I mean, it was like a game of upmanship between
us. I read that
us.
Real quick, and I'm like, oh, he's doing Live By Night.
Yeah.
I'm like, you dumb bastard.
Justin's like, yeah,
oops,
way to go, Snyder.
Sorry.
I'm gonna keep working.
Sorry,
here.
Ben Affleck. I apologize. That wasn't cool.
So when Collider basically says she's not on a list, but she's like the pick.
That is what gave me pause, is because Collider wasn't hedging its bets. They seemed pretty sure. Like she's in talks to do this. So because I think so highly of them, we really were minutes away from picking it up. And if I hadn't heard from Jennifer Lawrence's publicist, I probably would have gone with something.
So clarification, minutes away from picking up, you were gonna cover
I was gonna cover it and credit Collider.
Okay. That's interesting.
But put it as a report. Again, with the trades, you wanna confirm everything independently. So
I think that's the difference between the blogs and the
trades. That is the big difference.
And that's interesting.
I mean,
we can talk
once
more.
Variety yesterday did Fantastic Beasts and then Hollywood Reporter, like, I've got a pretty good idea that it's true, but
absolutely.
I still got to wait for someone to be like, yeah, it's true.
The Deadline team drop was, I was like, okay, I can go home now. This made my day. Like,
and they credited.
We call it, oh yeah. Yeah. That, and that was, that was.
And that's what made your day.
You guys, like, have been okay, good about,
I mean, Mike's drop, I'm out.
Mike's does that. Okay. He's gotten a lot better at giving credit where it's due. What did he give you? It was something.
No, he did do credit. And my editors are, they're like, well, why are you always crediting Deadline in your stories? And I'm like, I can show you examples. They have hooked it up with credit from time to time. So
it's nice. But
so do you have, that's interesting, Jeff. You have bosses that are like, why are you crediting this? Like, you need to do it independently, find out from your sources, and then create your own story.
I mean, they definitely want me to get the independent confirmation anyways, sure. But I still think if Mike's going to break a story that I'm not on, he deserves the credit, same as I would want credit if I'm breaking something that I know that he was just not tracking.
Okay.
That's very interesting. But I think it's great that Variety and Deadline are crediting each other, because when it started out, it was still contentious, even though they were under one roof. But there's a lot more harmony now between the Penske brands.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's, I mean, and look, with your Fantastic Beast and just kind of let's talk about the landscape of this world we are in. Harry Potter, Star Wars, Batman, Superman, Marvel, those are like the big whales, correct, for you guys? Even for you guys, I know it's for the blogs. So sure. Like when you do Fantastic Beasts, like everybody goes crazy on my end. So for you guys, like, are those the big stories that you're looking for?
It depends. I mean, it depends how much work I put into it. 50 Shades last year was just a nightmare.
There was a lot of pressure on Justin and I. It's the only time we got yelled at when we worked together at Variety.
Why is that?
Wasn't it? When we lost, who won the auction? We were on.
I've gotten yelled at a couple more times since then, but I don't call it yelling. I just call it like disappointment.
It was the only time Dickie was. I mean, he didn't yell, but he was bummed. He let us know.
Yeah, he was. I mean, Josh. I wish we could tell that weekend story. About, we can't. There's a story that we will probably never be able to tell about that weekend for Jeff.
Okay, you'll tell me after the air. But so go back. So I want to clue Schmoville in here because auction. Are you talking about the book rights?
When the rights went out. Like, okay, it was just nuts. Like, they were all meeting at Soho House. It was, but Mike's so into the book world. Like, it just, like, it was like, we tried, but there's this comes up. We would have had to, like,
you had to get to Val, I think it was Hoskins.
Yeah, or you would have had to, like, really risk it. Agent. Like, really roll the dice and be like, all right, I think it's, like, they're not going to tell us, but I'm going to go with it.
Yeah, because that's a big story. We know the impact of the book. We know that sooner or later Hollywood's going to bite and make this movie.
There was just a huge appetite to find out everything that was going on with that book. Yeah. I felt personally a lot of pressure all the way. I mean, those leads were cast and Jamie Dornan replaced Charlie Hunnam, I was like, I can breathe easy. Okay. Justin broke a ton of the supporting cast.
Yeah.
Because I was just ready to give up.
Someone asked me a question, a friend of mine asked me, it's like, what wasn't the biggest scoop? What was the most significant one? I think Dornan was for me because it showed I could do this on my own. Like, that was my scoop. I didn't, like, I roll with it. I went with it and I got it. And after that, I started, there was like Adam Driver, the John Boyega, there was like Star Wars stuff.
Yeah.
But, and obviously Yates. But that was the one where I was like, all right, like, I can do that. Like, that was like validation to myself that I, you know, there's always that voice in your head, like, oh, you know, you can't, you're always going to need help.
You can break the stories that the world is really waiting on.
Yeah, and that's interesting to me. It's like, I mentioned Star Wars, Marvel, DC, and then we're talking about 50 Shades of Grey.
Well, honestly, I think it's interesting because it helped expand our audience for scoops. Totally. Like, women.
Absolutely.
I mean, the Hunger Games scoop we got a couple, like, that, we remember having a paywall then.
That was a funny one.
But that is my favorite scoop of all time. That was.
And what's that again?
Jennifer Lawrence
being Katniss.
Yeah, Katniss.
That's a good one.
I mean, that was the hardest chase I have ever. Like, that was the day I learned, all right, dude, you're gonna die before you're 30 if you keep going at this rate. There was so many stories written and like back and forth. The week up until we got it, it was just like everybody was just telling us, hold off, there's nothing.
Who did you think it was before her?
It was either Haley Steinfeld or Abigail Breslin. Gary Ross was deciding whether it was like whether they wanted to do an older Katniss or a younger one, because I think there's like a 5-year difference.
At least what you mentioned,
But Lawrence always seemed like the one who got it, and I was like in the gym. I had two phones at the time. My phone that was my BlackBerry went off. I didn't realize. I was like in the middle of like a bench press, and my buddy picks up. He's like, "Yo, Brenna, girl, this girl Brenna's on the phone," and he thought it was like a booty call. That's a publicist I gotta pick up. So I picked the phone up. I was like, what's going on? She's like, you should go with something now. So I run up in like a wife beater. Stuart Oldham was still around. I'm like, let's roll. We beat Mike by like 8 minutes. No one was in the office. It was like 7:30 at night when this happened. And
so you guys that all have leads on this, right? You're tracking
well,
this. Well,
I think
major.
That story had like four people getting credit. It was like me and Jeff with like Rachel Abrams and Dave McNary at the like contributed.
It was a team effort.
It was a team effort.
Okay. Hunting Katniss.
Yeah. And you're in the gym and I hear booty call, so I'm like wondering, are you working out at like midnight or
no,
is it 7?
No, it's I don't know why he said that. It's just a buddy of mine. I asked him to pick the phone up and he said it with her phone. Let's move on from that. But that
I have a few just quick questions because I know we're getting up there in the show.
All right, let's.
Oh, okay, we're getting the mark.
We're getting. JT is waving us off.
Just some rapid fire things. Do you ever block people on Twitter?
No.
Okay.
No.
You can take the heat. Okay. I can't.
Well, I don't bother it. It doesn't bother me. I mean, like I've said that before. Twitter's just, you know, I think. You are the only like I'll read yours and because I know you I can know you won't care that much if I say something.
Oh yeah, no, I can.
Yeah,
take,
I've never done
it.
I don't defriend people. I don't like stop people from seeing my Instagram. I don't really care. Like,
Okay. Has the job ever gotten you a date?
Several. I've dated a lot. I'm known for dating in the industry. Not gotten me a date, but like I mean, just in general, I prefer dating in the industry just because it's
they know
easier.
What you do.
Well, no, it's just it's easy to meet people. It's a good way, you know. They know the schedule and all that stuff.
They understand the craziness.
They understand, you know. It's you know. I've never. Now let me refrain that I've never slept with a source, but like I've met.
You've gotten close.
I've met people. I've met females through the work, and it's led to dating opportunities. But yeah, I dating in LA sucks. It's like a second job. So
yeah, I know.
So I'd
of course
prefer
you're gonna
the easier route
when you're talking to people that are of the female persuasion, you know, and you're sharing.
There's
stuff.
You go about it the right way, but yeah,
You're like, I've got a ticket to the George Clooney premiere.
I've used that a couple times. Like taking people that want to go to that. So like I usually am able to find someone to go to a movie.
What is the coolest thing the job has allowed you to do? Because I mean, one of the things that I thought was really cool working at Variety was the reactions, which you had mentioned earlier in the show. But what's the coolest thing the job's allowed you to do?
Just the people I've met, the opportunity like to, you know, and they're my friends now. It is cool to say, I had dinner with so-and-so's agent or like the producer of this or whatnot.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm friends with several actors now through this job.
That's cool.
You weren't supposed to mention the podcast, but Jerry Ferrar is a buddy of mine.
Turtle from Entourage, is that
a guy. Yeah, it's a guy I've gotten to know through the years through his friends we run with.
Grillo a little
Frank
bit?
Frank Grillo's a good guy.
Do these actors ever kind of contact you and say, hey, this is what I'm doing, you got it?
Kind of one time, but I've had more of appreciations. Like Frank called me when I helped him out one time. Jerry,
I feel like Frank always sent you a letter when you wrote something about him. That's a sweet guy.
He's a great guy.
He sounds like a great guy.
I'm so glad for him this year. Like between Captain America and The Purge, he needs to blow up because that guy. He's one of the good ones.
I think he will.
Deserves it.
I think he will.
And Jerry called when Arturo got it. He was really proud of that coming together. So that's how that relationship kind of. And then we met up after that. And then Dylan O'Brien randomly when he got the internship. He was real young and appreciated it, so he called me up. So yeah, that's a cool thing I think.
Okay. Yeah. What do you make? I mean, you're at Variety, so I just want to take advantage of it. What do you make of print versus online? You know, is print?
Yeah,
I miss it a little bit. What's the future? It's where the money is. I mean, I still think.
Yeah.
Until they figure out a way, it's where the money is. Like the difference between when our weekly sell has 140 pages compared to a couple online things. Mm-hmm. I don't see the numbers, but it's got to be different. So.
And so when you say the money's there, like actual print, people are buying it. Buying ads in the magazine or online?
In both. That's the thing. The prices of an online or a print ad is much more than an online. So yeah, until they figure that out, it's
tough. It's just, that's what we deal with.
You're going to find a way to keep the print around just to make sure that income, that revenue comes in. Obviously, everybody's working to make sure that it's balanced out or maybe even digital doing more. But until that's solved, you're going to have to have it around.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and I miss that. I miss.
We're working towards that. I think that our brands have really done a good job of advancing the digital. As everybody, they're finding new ways, but like you still need some type of other incomes to bring it in.
Does the Wrap have a print?
We do print supplements for like award season.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oscar Wrap and yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know. Well, that's interesting. Do you have more, Jeff? Or is that
it? No. I mean, I think we can, you know, start to wrap it up unless there's anything else you want to ask.
You know what? I just want to know, where can the good people in Schmoville find you, Justin? On you mentioned Twitter. You're not on there much.
Give us your handle.
The only thing I give out for readers is my Twitter handle. It's Kroll J Var. It's Justin Kroll Variety. So okay. Kroll J Var. You can find me there.
Great.
Like I said, I don't drop a lot. I don't critique stuff. I stay away. Like the one thing I'm always on is my sports teams. I'm probably yelling about them more.
Yeah.
I'll occasionally drop. I made a comment about like the image from Ant-Man came out. I just thought it was a joke that people were getting.
We made that joke last night too. Yeah. It's like what
he's
is
in
this?
A hoodie. It's like the Jamie Dornan photo. I don't know why people are getting flippy floppy over
can't
it.
Can't judge a movie by a photo, folks.
Exactly.
No.
But I that's where all my news is. If you want, if my exclusives and anything I'm following from that's where you're gonna find it.
Yeah, on variety.com. It's
if you want to get to know me, it's just better to meet me in person, because that's a better way to get my personality probably.
There you go. But so it's you're on Twitter. It's variety.com. Justin Kroll. It's great having you on, man. Thank you very much for coming. I learned a lot, and it's so fun. Nice to be able to talk about, you know, the blogs versus the trades and break down these scoops and break down what you guys do is so interesting, because to hear about you tracking things for months is just something that it's really awesome. So thank you for coming on.
Of course.
Yep. I appreciate it. And guys out there in Schmoville, thank you very much for rating and subscribing. Check out Meet the Movie Press on iTunes. That's what keeps the lights on here. Just go ahead and click on that subscribe button and share, rate, and comment. And check out the whole Schmoes Know Network. We got profiles. We got Jedi Alliance. We got the Schmoes Know Movie Show, the main show on the Schmoes Know Network. So I'm Marky Riley on schmoesknow.com.
Jeff Snyder for therap.com. Until next time, folks, this has been Meet the Movie Press.
It sure has. Thanks, guys. See you next week.
From producers Christian Harloff, Mark Ellis, and the entire Schmoes Know Network crew, we would like to thank you for listening to Meet the Movie Press. Special thanks to Kevin Undergaro and Maria Menounos, the author of Every Girl's Guide to Diet and Fitness, in stores now. To watch or listen to other Schmoes Know Network episodes, get movie news, or join the conversation, be sure to visit schmoesknow.com. I'm the Pit Boss, and this has been a presentation of Schmoes Know Network.